on Hudson.
And could you tell me, you are the program director of Creative Santa Fe, correct?
I am.
And what does that mean exactly? What is Creative Santa Fe?
Creative Santa Fe is a newly reinvigorated organization dedicated to the growth and vitality of the region's creative economy. We have several established and ongoing initiatives that will invigorate Santa Fe's artistic, cultural, and economic scene.
Cool.
Yeah.
Everybody could use that, right?
That's what we believe.
I like reinvigoration. Speaking of reinvigoration, we asked you to come in today because you've got would you call this a lecture that's happening Saturday?
It
or is. Is it a roundtable discussion or?
Well, it's a keynote lecture and discussion. And then in conjunction with that lecture, we are doing a series of workshops and different discussions that are in smaller groups over the course of the weekend.
Oh, okay. So would this entire umbrella event be called Evolve or Die, or is that just the name of the discussion on Saturday?
That's the discussion on Saturday.
Okay.
Our main initiative right now with Creative Santa Fe is called the Imagine Futures Initiative with the acronym IF. The idea behind IF is if we start to do new things in the community, if we look at new ways of solving problems, then what can happen? And so Imagine Futures is planned as a series of world-class events that will be offered year-round in Santa Fe and will explore the escalating significance and economic impact of culture, which we're using a very broad definition, including science, art, architecture, food, design, music, film, looking at how all of those different initiatives in different sectors can improve the way our cities grow.
Okay. So Evolve or Die, this discussion, which is happening this Saturday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the New Mexico History Museum's auditorium. This is like the kickoff for IF then.
Correct.
Correct.
Evolve or Die is our inaugural event. And what it will do will address specific issues of economic growth through arts and culture. We're bringing experts from Buffalo, New York, and Glasgow, Scotland to Santa Fe to describe strategies that have worked in their cities of economic regeneration through arts and cultural initiatives. So our keynote speaker and the person who named this talk is Eddie Friel. Eddie is a world-renowned expert on destination tourism. He's originally from Ireland and has more than 35 years of experience in both private and public sectors of the tourism industry in the UK, US, and in Canada.
Mm-hmm. And then from did you say Buffalo? Yeah, the Albright Knox director, Louis Grachos, is coming in, correct?
Correct. Louis Grachos, who, as most people in our community know, as the former director of Site Santa Fe, is now the director of the Albright Knox Gallery. He's helped us put together this weekend of events. Eddie Friel is now in Buffalo.
Oh.
He's on staff as a professor at the University of Niagara, and he's working at transforming Buffalo in the same way he really influenced Glasgow, Scotland. So Louis worked with us to put together a group, including Eddie, Mary Roberts, who is the executive director of the Darwin Martin House Restoration Project, which is the largest Frank Lloyd Wright project in the country.
Wow.
And Matthew Mayer, who is an architect in Buffalo, who is focused on the adaptive reuse of New York's building, sort of dilapidated buildings, into creating mixed-use residential projects. And Matt is also the lead architect for the Art Space project in Buffalo and in El Paso, Texas.
So this is a pretty heavy-hitting panel discussion.
It should be heavy-hitting, and it's people who are really focused on results-oriented types of projects, looking at how to really truly transform cities into destination tourist areas and in invigorating the economies of their cities through cultural initiatives.
Which would also draw a lot more attention to the local art scene, and not just, as we said, culture in a larger sense, not just art and artists, but musicians, architects, foodies, you know, that's pretty cool. So this goes from 5 to 6:30 this coming Saturday, the 12th, at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. People can get tickets online at TicketSantaFe.com, correct? That's a $10 in advance ticket?
That is correct.
Okay.
And I would also like to mention that this weekend also coincides with the Creative Santa Fe bringing Art Space, which is a Minneapolis-based, I know, very exciting, evaluation team. We were working with the City of Santa Fe, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and the National Endowment for the Arts to bring Art Space here to explore Santa Fe as an affordable workspaces venue that they will help create an affordable workspace, live work, project in Santa Fe. We're having a public meeting about that tomorrow, which is Thursday, May 10th, from 5 to 6:30 at the Lannan Meeting House on Reed Street. We encourage anyone who's interested in this idea to come and give their opinion and hear what's happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with Art Space in the first place? So how did that come about?
Well, the Art Space project has been something that Santa Fe and Creative Santa Fe has been working on for nearly 10 years now.
Whoa.
And we finally got the right people together, the funding together to bring them out, to do the initial survey. They are meeting with people throughout the city, all sorts of people with vested interests in livable, affordable workspaces, including local artists, including, you name it. We're bringing people in for workshops. Mm-hmm. And so they'll come in and just see what they think and where they think might be suitable for a live work type of space in Santa Fe that's affordable.
With the ultimate goal, creating this.
The ultimate goal is to figure out if it's the right time and the right place to create one of these in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause there have been, you know, starts and stops all along for the past. I've been here for 20 years and I've seen that happen before, but it's never really come to a complete fruition. So this is nice. It seems like there's a lot more thought and I love being 50. What are you, my mother? It seems like there's a lot more thought and planning involved with it this time around. So this is really good to hear. So this weekend, this Saturday, the kickoff of IF and Evolve or Die this Saturday night at New Mexico History Museum Auditorium from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Be there or BL7. You can get tickets online at TicketSantaFe.com. We've been speaking with the Program Director for Creative Santa Fe, Ms. Cindy Kahn. Thank you so much for coming in today, Cindy.
Thank you so much, Jan.
Is there anything you'd like to hear?
I would love to hear the Shakira remix.
Oh my God, you know that one.
We were discussing earlier.
We've got that for you. So here's some Shakira remix by Brent LeBrand going out to Cindy Kahn and Creative Santa Fe right here on Blue 102.9, The Beat of Santa Fe.